Welcome to Spine the Numbers. Tyson Banker with you here, Bench Clear Media. Happy to be with you guys again. Just going to week 16 review. It is cold up here in Canada. It's nice. My in-laws did make it across the border, so definitely been nice to see some family first time in over 2 years. But they came into one of the coldest fronts we've had in a long time. So it's been pretty funny. Negative 20, negative 25. Still got to walk the dog 3 times a day because our new place doesn't have a fence or a yard yet because the house got done and it was too cold to put down any, grass or anything. So been walking the dog a ton in cold temperatures. And kind of a quick funny story for you. I was walking her. Penny's our dog. I was walking her yesterday and a guy wanted his dog to meet her and they said, sure. And so he met her and he's like, oh man, you must have been out here for a long time because my beard had a bunch of like icicles and frozen. I was like, actually, I've been out here for 9 minutes. So it is cold, but I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you had a great Christmas, getting ready for the new year. Just football's still going. Football is on. And, I like this part of the year because being off of school for me and bowl games are on and NFL's right in the playoffs, fantasy football's in the playoffs. It's a fun time for football. So I hope you're enjoying it. Hope you're enjoying your family and hope you enjoy your sports cards. All right. So a couple of things just to kind of mention. One is not a lot of clarity on what's going on with Jimmy Garoppolo right now, but he did hurt his thumb. It's a UCL tear and a fracture. This is really big because that could be Trey Lance's opportunity to take that team into the playoffs. And so if he has some good games and put some things together, that could be really big for the hobby. He's been he's a really good buy right now. He's really low because he hasn't been playing at all. So no exposure. Nobody's really been chasing him too much. His prices are under Fields. He's like fourth on the quarterback list of rookies in terms of price, above Wilson, but behind Fields, Mac Jones, Lawrence. Yeah, those three. So he's fourth. But he'd be a good buy option, especially if he has a chance and he does well, really well. Could see a nice little spike in his value. So let's go ahead and go through the week review. So first off, on Thursday night, Titans beat San Fran. I didn't mention this on my Thursday show. If you didn't listen to that, I did a big product update in that show. Talked about all the new products. We got Mosaic hopefully coming out here in about a week and a half or so. But went through a lot of good things in there in terms of hobby focused. But Titans did beat San Fran on Thursday night. I was really surprised in that game. I thought San Fran just – Titans have really just been injured a lot, no Henry, a lot of O-line COVID issues, but they came out and they won. Home game Thursday night, A.J. Brown was massive in that game. He had a great game, and San Fran lost. Jimmy threw a couple picks. So overall, Titans defense has kind of been surprising as well, but kind of just go over that quickly, but Titans did beat San Fran on Thursday, really big for them, and they're trying to win their division as the Colts are trying to catch them. Green Bay edges Cleveland and puts the Browns in a tough spot for the playoffs. Green Bay started real fast, like they're just going to roll away with it, and Cleveland just kind of kept chipping away with their running game. Baker threw 4 picks, really hurting them. You can tell they want to run their offense through the run game, and I think it's pretty obvious at this point, but Baker's hobby value is pretty tapped. I don't think he's going to go much higher. I don't think a change of scenery is going to help him. I think that he is kind of what he is at this point, which is a mediocre at best quarterback. So if you have some Bakers and you were holding them, hoping for a big breakout or take the Browns over, I thought he was underpriced to start the season. I think that he was probably underpriced in comparison to some of those other players, but I don't think he's done anything to improve his price as the market has kind of come down on us. So definitely would be, fading Baker cards for sure. But Adams and Chubb's dominated that game. Colts continue to roll with a win at Arizona. Arizona's doing the kind of most deja vu of last year. Arizona was strong through the first 7 to 10 games last year and then fizzled, and about the same thing right now. They're fizzling right now. They fizzled the last 3 or 4 weeks. Just really no continuity in their offense. Hopkins is out. Murray's just not as dynamic right now. He's running well, but it doesn't seem like they're getting those big chunk plays. I don't know. It's just the Cardinals are fizzling. That's the bottom line, and that's not a good time to fizzle as they come into the playoffs. They're out of the division lead now. The Rams have sole possession of the NFC West. And the Colts are just playing really well. But what I was really surprised about that game is the Colts, still got 100 yards for Taylor with their center and their best guard out, which is really impressive for them as a team in that offense. So, and Wentz is playing well. So Wentz might be a good little opportunity to make a run the playoffs. Another good possible buy on his cards. He kind of came down to earth quite a bit. He dropped one of the biggest drops in the rookie report on week 9. I imagine he will not be someone who's dropping when we do the end of the season report. Falcons edge the Lions 2016. So Falcons kind of keep their playoff hopes alive. It's a long shot for them, but Pitts and St. Brown play well. Rookie standouts in that game. St. Brown's really been turned on. He really helped me in my fantasy week, so appreciate that. But the both those rookies playing really well. Burrow, monster day at home. Take control of AFC North. Lamar and Huntley were both out, so they turned their third-string running back, or sorry, quarterback. Ravens are in a tough spot. They're going to have to win against the Rams. I think the Rams next week to kind of keep their hopes alive, but it's not looking good for them making the playoffs. I kind of predicted they would miss. We'll go over Burrow's numbers on the hot players down the line here. You know, Stafford really struggles as the Rams win ugly at Minnesota. They were still 130-23. They had a punt return for touchdown. That was big. Sony Michel's been fantastic for them. Henderson just got put in IR, and they're probably going to bring Akers to active. I'm not sure how much workload he's going to get. They might kind of ease him in. Sony's Michel's kind of the guy right now. But definitely Akers is somebody to pay attention to. He's a big buy for me in the offseason before he blew his Achilles. I got a bunch of his cards that came back with my in-laws. So I a lot of color of him, a lot of color of Jefferson, and a lot of color of Taylor. So a lot of guys that I was really going for this year. So I'd like to see him make a nice little playoff push because he was really impressive the last stretch of the season last year. So Bills get revenge on the Pats in New England with a 33-21. Allen, a big day, almost 400 total yards of offense. Max struggled. He had two picks, wasn't as efficient as he has been. The Bills just kind of, it was definitely a revenge game. They got kind of shown up on that Monday night game. I think it was Monday night game. And they came back and got a win. Bills are really aggressive, went for and fourth down multiple times and converted and got the big win against the Pats they need to take the division back. Jag lose the Jets 21-26. Really ugly game overall, but the rookies played decent. Lawrence had pretty good output in terms of yards, which we get to, and Zach Wilson had a 50-yard touchdown run, which was kind of surprising, but Jags are still locking in that number one pick, it looks like. Eagles roll on the QB-less Giants, so Giants still have Mike Glennon. Can't really get anything going offensively for them. They just look really ugly. 34-10 to keep their playoff hopes alive, so Eagles do roll into the seventh spot of the playoffs right now. Hurts started really rough. Again, his efficiency passing wasn't great, but then kind of got going late. One play that kind of stood out to me, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but he threw a touchdown pass to Lane Johnson, which is their tackle. And I kind of was surprised because Lane Johnson was wide open. We know that when they do that tackle eligible, you know, release him, they rarely get covered. And he was saying that, and he lasered it to him. Like zero touch. I was like, wow, like you just flood that over there, give the big guy an easy one. But he still caught it. But I was like really surprised that Hurts zipped it in there that hard when he was wide open. Tampa Bay is back on track, but they roll against Panthers 32-6. Tampa Bay's offense was limited. I mean, Antonio Brown came back. He was their number one target. He had 10 catches, really good day for him, but you can just tell with the receivers, the Godwin and Evans out there, they're not as dynamic as a team. So, and Fournette. Ronald Jones was good. Last year's rookie, slipping my mind, Vanderbilt running back, but he had a big run for a touchdown. Keyshawn Vaughn had a big long run for a touchdown, which is good as well. But all in all, like I said, I'm really watching Tampa Bay right now because I just don't know if Brady has the weapons that he's been accustomed to in Tampa Bay, even though we know he's done it with less with New England. We'll see if he can with Tampa. Yeah, Darnold came back. He looked okay. Not great, not bad, but he just, you know, better than Cam, but doesn't say much when it comes to quarterback position right now. And then the biggest game of the day was the Chargers losing the Texans, 29-41. Now, you know, you see the Texans on your schedule, and that's kind of a game that you plan on chalking up as a win. And a big loss for the Chargers drops them out of the playoff picture right now. They're at a 20, I believe, ESPN had them at a 25% chance to make the playoffs now. Really bad for Herbert's card value. I'm really disappointed on that game all around. Not all on Herbert. Chargers had a big COVID issue. Eckler was out. They had a couple of their main players were out with the COVID issues, which is really sad to see. I mean, it hurt the Saints on Monday night as well. Just really unfortunate with the COVID, how the protocols are going, that teams in really important times are missing really important players. And so I don't feel confident that we're getting the best seven teams in the playoffs because of COVID, which I don't like. But I mean, it is what it is. It's a pandemic. But at the same time, it's just, I really think that's going to hurt Herbert's card value a bit coming in the offseason. I think a lot of people were hoping for a playoff run, kind of for him to really make a push and should show his talent in the playoffs, which we might not get to see now. Bears rally and beat Seattle 10 unanswered points in the fourth with no Fields either. It was Nick Folk. So really interesting game there. Seattle was kind of controlled most of the game. I turned back and then just saw the final, the Bears won. So Seattle's kind of a mess. We kind of talked about it. Things are really kind of unraveling there. Rashad Penny had a really good game. Bears overall were pretty efficient. Montgomery had a good game as well. But those two teams are kind of nothing to talk about in terms of the playoffs. KC thrashes Pitt 36-10. Game was not close the entire time. KC just rolled them. Pittsburgh's just out of gas, out of quarterback. Big Ben's done. We've all talked about these things. But yeah, it was just a pretty ugly game for Pittsburgh, and they're basically eliminated. They have an outside shot, but they're basically on the outside looking in for playoffs. Vegas beats Denver to stay alive in the playoff chase, and Denver is pretty much also this kind of same boat as Pittsburgh, kind of really long shot to get in. And then last night, Miami rolled to the Saints for their seventh win in a row. It's pretty incredible if you didn't notice, but the Dolphins beat the Patriots week one, lost seven games, and now they've won seven games in a row. So quite the season if you're a Dolphins fan. Dolphins are in a playoff spot right now. They're in the seventh spot. They still got a couple tough games left, so we'll see if they can keep that momentum going. But Tua looked okay. Saints defense is pretty tough, so I mean, he wasn't amazing. The biggest thing was Saints, who had to start out Ian Book. He just looked outmatched. Didn't look like a pro quarterback. He really struggled. They couldn't get anything go off offensively, and at the end of the day, Dolphins just defense kind of won that game. So in terms of the playoff picture, let's talk about that. So again, a little update. So the NFC has got a couple of changes. Last time we talked about it, Green Bay is still in the one seed, 12-3. Dallas 11-4 in the two seed. Rams 11-4 in the three seed. Tampa 11-4 in the four seed. Cardinals now the fifth seed, the first wild card, 10-5. And then we have San Fran. Then Philly is 6-7 in the 8-7 and is the last two seeds. So if it played out like that way, it'd be Dallas versus Philly in the first round, be San Fran versus the Rams first round, and it'd be Cardinals versus Tampa in the first round. So Tampa versus Arizona would be a very interesting game for sure. If you're Dallas, you definitely want to kind of keep winning and get that two seed, because I think that whoever gets in that seven seed is not going to be super scary. San Fran's got some talent and some good defense, but Philly, Saints, Vikes, Falcons, those three teams in the bubble, whoever gets that seventh seed shouldn't be a tough matchup in the playoffs. But playoffs, anything can happen. AFC outlook, Kansas City, 11-4, one seed. Tennessee, 10-5, two seed. Bengals are now hold down the north at 9-6. Buffalo, 9-6 in the four seed. Colts, the fifth seed, 9-6. Patriots, the sixth seed, 9-6. And Miami, the seventh seed. We have the Ravens, Chargers, Raiders, and then kind of the Browns and Steelers still in the mix. Playoff of bubble wise. So you look at those matchups, you have Tennessee versus the Dolphins, Bengals versus the Patriots, a tough game for Burrow in the first round, Bills versus the Colts, be a very tough game for the Bills in the first round. So, because I think the Colts already got them once. So, yeah, in terms of that, I think in terms of the hobby, we obviously really want Herbert to make the playoffs. I think everybody does. I think it's nice to see Tua in there, but I think we'd rather have Herbert. Mac Jones would be the only rookie quarterback looking at getting in the playoffs, which is pretty impressive. Jonathan Taylor he's in there, is great. Josh Allen, Burrow, if Henry comes back, you got Mahomes and company. Just kind of talking about guys within our cards. Green Bay, Rodgers obviously would be big. It'd be a big Super Bowl for Rodgers with everything he's gone through this year. Kind of win this championship and see if he stays in Green Bay or not. Obviously Dallas with Dak and the receivers there. I think Stafford's got a good opportunity, and we all know what Brady is. And then, yeah, just kind of going through that. I think then Trey Lance ends up playing, that's a big opportunity for him to kind of get a playoff spot as a rookie. So technically, I guess him and Mac Jones would be in the playoffs as rookies. So let's kind of go into the rookie production of how they did in terms of their numbers. And then we'll kind of get to my hot and cold players and our takeaways of the week. So rookie production, Trevor Lawrence, 26 of 39, 280, 6 for 37 rushing. So you see Lawrence is still rushing over 300 total yards. Not a terrible day. He didn't have any turnovers, which is good, but still you kind of hope they beat the Jets, and they still haven't. But again, no coaches, stuff like that. Mac Jones, 14 for 32, 145 and two picks, his worst game of the year. Like I said, Bills kind of a revenge game. Cold weather, all those things tough, but he'll get used to that play on Gillette long term. Zach Wilson, 14 of 22 for 102 yards, one touchdown, four rushes for 91 yards and a touchdown. So pretty good day for him in terms of just having two scores. 50-yard touchdown was kind of a crazy play that he made happen, so good for him. Fields didn't play. Lance didn't play. Chase kind of got back on track in the big game for the Bengals, 7 for 125. Devonta Smith, 5 for 80 and one touchdown. Jalen Waddle, he's actually on pace to break the rookie reception record. He's at 10 of 92. For one touchdown. I think he's already three or four catches away, so he's going to break that. So he's going to have the rookie record for receptions in a season, which is really snuck up on us. He's had a lot of volume, not a lot of yardage, but now it's all starting to come together. Najee Harris was 19 of 93 and five catches for 17, so a pretty solid day for him. Pitts, 6 for 101. He's kind of getting going a bit. Javonte Williams, one of his kind of worst games, had a touchdown, but 7 for 12 on the ground and 2 for 8 in the air. So not much. He only had 20 yards of total offense. And then we have Davis Mills, 21-27, 254, 2 touchdowns. You know, really pay attention to that. I mean, Mills kind of had a shot. They put Tyrod in there, and then they put him back in there, and he's been good since he's come back. So, you know, if the Texans are going to be in that top four, top five, they're probably not going to take a quarterback because that's too high for the quarterbacks in this draft. So Mills might have an opportunity to be the starter next year. So he's really auditioning. He's playing well. Got a couple wins now. We got to keep Mills some love. He's been doing really good things. St. Brown, 9 for 91, 1 touchdown. He's had 33 catches in the last 4 games. So he's really been gotten going the last few weeks. Kadarius Toney came back, 4 for 28. Rashad Bateman, 4 for 26 and 1 touchdown. Micah Parsons adds another sack to his total. Elijah Moore didn't play. Ramon Stevenson didn't play. And the rest of the guys didn't have anything. They were hurt or didn't contribute. So let's get into week 16, hot, cold players. So I have to mention Baker Mayfield. Like I talked about his 4 picks, but he's 21 for 36, 222, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. An off day. Really, you can't turn the ball over 4 times and expect to win, especially at Green Bay. So that really kind of killed the Browns. I'm really surprised they're that close in terms of the score. But overall, Baker's, like I said, he's kind of capped. There's really no hobby value within Baker in terms of growth right now. Matt Stafford, 21 of 37, 197, 1 TD, 3 picks. Really weird game. I'm not really sure why Stafford struggled so much because the Vikings haven't been overly good defensively. And I'm just not sure what happened with Stafford that game, to be honest. He just had 3 picks, couldn't get anything going. They leaned on the run a lot and still got the win, but it was an ugly game for him. Big Ben, 23 of 35, 159, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. I was just surprised he's 23 of 35 for 159. So he just had really low yards per completion. And then also, like, when they were behind like the whole game, they still couldn't get anything going. When they were, you know, kind of trying to play catch up, he still couldn't get on track. So unfortunately, Big Ben is done, but like I said, phenomenal career, still phenomenal player overall, just not right now. So hot players, let's get to it. Joe Burrow, what a monster game. This is great for the hobby. This is great for just him kind of breaking out a bit and starting to get shown that he did LSU. Those are just insane numbers he put at LSU. He did that against the Ravens. 37 of 46, 525 yards, 4 touchdowns. And his main target in that game was T. Higgins, was 12 for 194 and 2 touchdowns. Just an incredible game by both those guys. I said Chase, it's over 100 yards. I think Boyd was really close to 100 yards and had a touchdown. Boyd had a long touchdown. So just incredible game for the Bengals and a must-win playoff-type game for them. So really impressed. Great for Burrow. I'm a big Burrow fan, so I like seeing him do well. Dak, 28 of 39, 330, 4 touchdowns. They just rolled Washington on Sunday Night Football. Wasn't close. They really got on track offensively, and their defense scored a touchdown. It's just really fun to see them. And I had to get Sony Michel in here. He's been kind of a lost guy. He was a really talented player coming out of Georgia, really dynamic player. Went to New England, kind of didn't really have the output a lot of fantasy experts and people thought. Was bounced around, and then he's now with the Rams and kind of found his role. 27 for 131, 1 touchdown, 1 catch for 4 yards. He is the guy. He is the guy who's kind of carrying some fantasy teams as of late, that being myself. So good to see Michel do well. Devontae Adams, 10 for 114, 2 touchdowns. So again, another high volume game for Devontae. And A.J. Brown, 11 receptions for 145 and 1 touchdown that Thursday night game. All right, gonna do my 5 takeaways, guys, and then we'll get you out of here. Again, there won't be a show this Thursday. I'm going to take the time to spend with family. But I will be back on track for the week 17 review, and then I'll have a hobby update on week 17 Thursday. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. Just quick mention of my sponsor, Queen City Breaks Facebook group. Again, if you mention Behind the Numbers, you get $10 off your break with Harris and Avery and the guys. So the 5 takeaways of the week 16. So one, massive win for Burrow. I already mentioned it. Established himself as the next top team in the AFC North. Offense is scary if they can protect Burrow. So my biggest hope for the Bengals is to have a nice run here. However far they go, that's great. And then I really want to see a nice O-line draft and just build that O-line, and that team could be really dynamic next year. So definitely a big win for Burrow. Huge loss for Herbert collectors. Like I said, Chargers need the help to make the playoffs. They're like just right under 25% actually to make it. They have Denver at home and Raiders on the road to finish, which are both winnable games, but they're going to need some help, whether a Miami loss or whatever, but they need some help to get in. So hopefully they get in. I'd love to see Burrow and Herbert in the playoffs. Burrow versus Mahomes next week is a big game. Hobby wise and playoff wise, I think Mahomes trying to lock in the one seed and Burrow's trying to keep distance on the AFC North winning that division. So I'm really excited to see that game. And I think that's going to be a good showcase in terms of us for the hobby collectors as well. Takeaway four, Rams can end the Ravens season next week. So interesting to see how the Rams respond from an ugly showing last week. And if the Ravens can tighten down that secondary and not give it 500 yards to Stafford next week. So, and the Ravens are going to be a must win. We don't know what's going to happen with Huntley or Lamar is going to be ready, but the Ravens are running out of time to make the playoffs as well. And they got a tough matchup. So we'll see what happens there. And then again, will Lance get the nod? I'm definitely going to pay attention to the news and notes this week. I'm just really intrigued by opportunity Shanahan to game plan and get Lance involved for that team in the playoffs, because I think that he could provide another element that Jimmy doesn't, so with his legs. So definitely interested to see if Lance gets a nod and get some hobby love as well. All right, guys, have a great have a great new year. I won't be chatting with you till the new year, so have a great new year with family and friends. Be safe out there. Take care. Don't forget to follow me @numbers_behind.